Our family just got home after being away for the last 5 or 6 days, and I had an experience a couple days ago that I'd like to share with you. We were up at a cabin, a friend's cabin, in the middle of a forest by a lake. It's isolated, secluded, quiet, no one's around. It's my idea of a good time. And when we were up there, my friend said, let's go for a ride. So he has this gator, this four-wheel machine, and we started going through the trails in the forest. And after driving a little while, he slowed the vehicle down and he said, get off. So I got off, he stayed on. And then he yelled over his shoulder as he pulled away, figure out why your heart is so black. And then he drove away. And it was his way of telling me, seek God. Seek God. And so there I was in the middle of a forest by myself. And my friend, he blessed me because he knew that I thrive in silence and in solitude surrounded by nature. It was a great gift. And so he drove away, and what did I do? Well, I began to walk back to the cabin. It was a ways away. And after an hour and a half of walking and wandering on these trails, I felt Jesus speak to me. And I heard these words, it pleases me when you trust me. It pleases me when you trust me. And when I heard these words just resonate in my heart, it was just so healing. And that's what Jesus does when he speaks to us. He heals us. You see, sin destroys us, but grace restores us. Jesus wants to do more than simply rescue us from the penalty of sin, which is death. He wants to restore us to life. Remember John 10:10, Jesus says, I have come that you would have life and have it abundantly. The life that God has for us, he doesn't simply want us to exist and live. No, he wants us to thrive by sharing in his divine life. And when I was in the middle of that forest, wandering around, I have to say it was one of the most healing experiences in prayer that I've had in a very long time. And I share this with you because I want to encourage you that Jesus wants to bless you. He wants you to experience his love and his grace in your life. Sometimes, though, we need to create that space in our life where we can be attentive to his words, because we can be so distracted by life sometimes. And in normal circumstances, how do we create that space in our life for Jesus to speak to us? Well, we call it a prayer time. We have to take a time out in our day to pray. Sometimes we have to take out a bigger time out. And for me, it just happened that it was in the middle of a forest, miles away from the nearest town, by myself. I will never forget the experience I had a couple days ago. Jesus said to Saint Faustina, oh, how much I am hurt by a soul's distrust. Such a soul professes that I am holy and just, but does not believe that I am mercy and does not trust in my goodness. Even the devil believes in my justice, but does not glorify my goodness. Friends, here's the question. Are you glorifying God's goodness by trusting in him? So the next time you go into your prayer time, remember, it pleases Jesus when you trust him. God bless you, friends. Friends, thank you so much for watching, and a special thank you to our Patreon team. You allow us to keep all our videos free for the world. We appreciate you so much. We cannot do this ministry without you, so thank you. And just in case our channel gets shut down by YouTube, head over to CatholicSpeaker.com and join Catholic Minute. That way you will receive all new videos by email, no matter where they are uploaded on the internet. God bless you guys.